With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. An infrastructure project in Oneida County will lay hundreds of miles of fiber and construct several towers to improve broadband access. Right now, roughly 40% of the county either doesn't have any access or strong access to the Internet. The goal of this project is for all Oneida County residents to have access to good Internet service by 2030. Oneida County Economic Development Corporation Executive Director Jeff Vordorn says it's been in development since 2021.
They will be hopefully connected by fiber to allow a lot of data to be transmitted. At the same time, we'll be able to install fixed wireless communication devices for those that can't get fiber immediately. They'll be able to do it over the air through essentially through the cell towers.
Charter Spectrum and Bug Tussle are the two major ISPs working in Oneida County right now. Charter won the Federal Rural Digital Opportunity Fund grant in 2021. Bug Tussle recently signed with Oneida County to guarantee $24 million in bonds for a broadband project. Vordorn says the state and federal funding has been critical for these projects.
For rural Wisconsin, in particularly Oneida County, it's critical because there's just not enough population density to make it worthwhile for the private firms to run that fiber. So unless they've got some sort of grants, or in our case, we're guaranteeing bonds, that fiber would not be run.
There is a map detailing where fiber lines and towers are being installed. We have a link to it at WXPR.org. The Tri-County Council on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault has noted an increase in violence in the North Woods. Simultaneously, the center has been concerned about their funding after learning about a major cut to their main financial resource, VOCA, or the Victim of Crimes Act. WXPR's Hannah Davis-Reed gives us an update on how state government has responded.
In October, funding for the Victims of Crimes Act, or VOCA, will be cut by 70%. That's one of the Tri-County Council on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault's main forms of funding. The cut could force them to lay off staff, reduce services, or even close their shelter doors. In response, the Wisconsin State Legislature unanimously passed a new bill that would offset this slash in the budget by increasing funding. Sarah Cryas is the outreach coordinator and a dual domestic violence and sexual assault advocate at Tri-County Council. She's been meeting with representatives around the state to fill the funding void.
We were very appreciative of Representative Thorngen and Senator Fogalski supporting the bills. And they got that pushed through right before they went into to end their session in March. So that was huge.
This is all coming at a time when the Tri-County Council has observed elevated levels of violence.
Everyone would agree with this, that the amount of phone calls we've been getting lately is disturbing.
SANE stands for Sexual Assault Nurse Examiner, and SANE exams are in hospitals after a sexual assault or rape. People are given the option of calling an advocate from an organization like Tri-County Council for support. Cryas says that at this point, the organization is often in reaction mode, but that they want to work on prevention of violence in the community.
If we can get younger people understanding the red flags, the green flags, Then the problem as they become an adult then can start to go away, because then people are going to start to identify healthy relationships versus toxic relationships.
The new bill will appropriate $10 million for crime victim grants, with some of the funding going towards sexual assault victim service grants, some going towards domestic abuse grants, and a portion towards child advocacy grants. For WXPR News, I'm Hannah Davis-Reed.
They're holding a burn ceremony in Rhinelander at Hodag Park at 7 p.m. on May 10th. The Wisconsin Department of Justice named the suspect in a deadly shooting in Price County earlier this month. As WXPR previously reported, the DOJ's Division of Criminal Investigation is looking into the shooting death in Park Falls that happened April 13th. The DOJ says officers with the Park Falls Police Department responded to reports of shots fired on 2nd Avenue. An adult with multiple gunshot wounds was found dead. A handgun was also found at the scene. The DOJ says 50-year-old Christopher Dyer was taken into custody on an anticipated first-degree homicide charge. A Northwoods nonprofit hopes to revitalize parts of downtown Phillips. Price County United Limited is the owner of the former Lionite Mill and is seeking ideas on what the public would like that space to become. The property is 26 acres, located right on Duroy Lake along County Highway H. The nonprofit has held multiple walking tours in recent weeks around the mill and in the downtown area to get people's creative juices flowing. The latest came on Wednesday. Linda Ludwig is the president of Price County United Limited.
When you learn the stories, people are walking, people that have 26 years of experience with Lionite working there, those are really core, you know, people care about where they work and want to see their community change into something vibrant.
There's nothing set in stone for what's to come with the Lionite property and other downtown properties the nonprofit is in charge of, but the more ideas they get, the more that can be identified as possibilities.
You can see the excitement in their eyes when they say, oh my gosh, I want a brewery. I want garage doors that are open. I want places where I can be in the wintertime where I'm not cold.
More than two dozen people showed up for the walking tour Wednesday. Rick Paulson of Phillips was one of them.
You have to begin, right? It's like anything in life. You just have to begin. So you've got to get some smaller things done, get the trail so people can move around, and that gives you a momentum. And then you can, then things can really start to take off.
The nonprofit is in the process of securing grants from multiple government agencies to help make some of these ideas realities. There will be another walking tour May 1st, starting at 5:30, beginning at the Gowie Tidal Building. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.